ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25. The Glories of Devotional Service. Text 8. Tasya Tvam Tamaso Andasya Dushparasyadya Paragam Sach Chakshur Janmanam Ante Labdham Me Twad Anugrahat Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya Dushparasyaja Paragam Sach Chakshur Janmanam Ante Labtame Twad Anugrahat Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya Dushparasyadya Paragam Sach Chakshur Janmanam Ante Labtame Twad Anugrahat Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya Dushparasyadya Paragam Sach Chakshur Janmanam Ante Labtame Twad Anugrahat Muttajis.
Dushparasyadya Paragam
tasya, that twam, you, tamasa, ignorance, andasya, darkness, dushparasya, difficult to cross, adya, now, paragam, crossing over, sat, transcendental, chakshur, I, janmanam, of births, ante, at the end, labdham, attained, may, my, twat anugrahat, by your mercy. Translation. Your lordship is my only means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance, because you are my transcendental I, which, by your mercy only, I have attained after many, many births. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is very instructive, since it indicates the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. The disciple, or conditioned soul, is put into this darkest region of ignorance and therefore is entangled in the material existence of sense gratification. It is very difficult to get out of this entanglement and attain freedom, but if one is fortunate enough to get the association of a spiritual master like Kapila Muni or his representative, then by his grace one can be delivered from the maya of ignorance. Excuse me. The spiritual master is therefore worshipped as one who delivers the disciple from the maya of ignorance with the light of the torch of knowledge. The word paragam is very significant. Paragam refers to one who can take the disciple to the other side. This side is conditioned life. The other side is the life of freedom. The spiritual master takes the disciple to the other side by opening his eyes with knowledge. We are suffering simply because of ignorance. By the instruction of the spiritual master, the darkness of ignorance is removed, and thus the disciple is enabled to go to the side of freedom. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that after many, many births, one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, if, after many, many births, one is able to find a bona fide spiritual master and surrender to such a bona fide representative of Krishna, one can be taken to the side of light. Tasya tvam tamasom dasya dushparasya japaragam sach chakshur janmanam ante labdham me tvadanugrahat. Your lordship is my only means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance, because you are my transcendental I, which, by your mercy only, I have attained after many, many births. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastityadesh Tarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasani Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpacharibhyascha sindo bhyavacha padidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. So this is now Mother Devahuti addressing Lord Kapiladev. She just started in the previous verse. Yeah, just in the previous verse. Very nice and very appropriate verse. When you come to the point of being sick of it, just sick of it, material life, that's good. Just had enough, fed up. And so now she's continuing the same type of mode of expression that, it's taken many, many lifetimes. Now I've come to this point. By your mercy, please help me. We should feel like this. I mean, not that you can just artificially induce yourself to feel like that. Oh, maybe you can, but it's not a matter of just artificially stressing yourself. It's a matter of realization. It's a matter of knowledge, understanding, as Prabhupada says in the purport, that we are, what does it say here? We are suffering simply because of ignorance. That's very much the root. Simply ignorance. And as the ignorance, or when the ignorance becomes cleared, as it becomes cleared, which is step by step, then gradually the reality of the situation becomes very clear. And as it becomes more clear, and then more clear, and then even more clear, then one reaches that point, like Devahuti mentions in the previous verse, that I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. Of course, there are intermediate stages where one is partially sick of it and partially not. And even some enthusiasm for it, material existence, may still be there. In between, you could say, some bouts of a certain amount of realization. But it is really the mercy of the Lord. It's really the mercy of the Lord when the realization reaches a point where one becomes convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that material life is just not the right thing. It's really the wrong thing, and it's just not what I need. The more that realization, understanding and realization becomes solidified, then the more one is going to be fixed in Krishna consciousness, which means then that the happier one will be, the less unhappy one will be, the more happy one will be. And yes, actually, gradually one will become ecstatic, blissful, and beyond blissful, up to the level of Krishna prema. Just, yeah, something completely beyond experience in material existence. So Mother Devahuti is in that type of consciousness. She has really developed spiritually. Her ignorance has been dispelled. Her understanding of the situation has become just totally clear, vividly clear. And now she sees she's got the association of Lord Kapila, and she understands this is the special, special mercy. That now that my realization's become more concrete, now, by the mercy of the Lord, I have met someone who is capable of helping me get out of this. And paragam, Prabhupada says, this word paragam from the verse is very significant. It refers to a person who can take another person to the other side of the ocean of material existence. The bona fide spiritual master, the really bona fide spiritual master, can do that. That is the side of freedom. And the other side, this material side, is the side of bondage. And bondage, but bondage implies suffering. Suffering. And who wants to suffer? Particularly, who wants to suffer like one really can in material existence? It's just too shocking. If one reads the last chapter of the fifth canto, there's the description of the hellish planets, and it's just I can speak for myself, but I think I can speak for others too. I've been through quite a bit in material life of difficulty and suffering. It's a fact. Not proud of it, but it's true. But if one remains entrenched on the wrong side, in these terms, entrenched in material existence, one can end up suffering really a lot more. Really a lot more. And it's just beyond shocking. It's beyond shocking. It's beyond some horror movie experience or, you know, that sort of thing. It's just another dimension of horrific existence. So paragam, if one meets such a person who can take one to the other side, oh, that's just such good fortune, inconceivable good fortune. You've probably heard, but let me just repeat again, very nice story. It's from Ramayana, I'm told. I heard it from Sachinandan Maharaj, who said it was from Ramayana, that when Lord Ram and Mother Sita and Lakshman were in the forest living there, at some point, they needed to cross the Sarayu River. So they needed a boat, and they met one boatman. And the boatman agreed, yes, I will take you to the other side. So they got in the boat, and away they went, and they're almost at the other side. And Lord Ram says to Mother Sita, we must pay this person for the service. And Mother Sita says, yes, she has a pearl necklace on. And she says, let us give him this pearl necklace. It must have been early on in the exile, because she says, I'm not going to have any need for this. You know, why wear jewelry? For what? Mainly to impress other people. A show of opulence. Shishi Radha Radnath Shri Giri Govardhan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. But if you're in exile, you know, there's no one to impress. Prabhupada talks about that in relation to how householders, like, you know, real householders, they like to make their house up very nicely with nice furniture, curtains, and various whatever else, decorations, etc. And Prabhupada says, the main reason is to impress people. And therefore they invite people, come and visit us. Not really so much because they want to associate with them, but because they want to impress them. Look at us. Aren't we doing nicely? Anyway, so much for that. So Mother Sita says to Lord Ram that, yes, let's give him this pearl necklace because I have no real need for it now. So Lord Ram took the pearl necklace, and as they pulled in, he said to the, into the other side, he said to the boatman, here, take this. This is our payment for your service. And the boatman said, no. I don't need this. I don't want this. You keep it. And Lord Ram tried to insist a bit that I'm a Kshatriya. I'm a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas cannot accept charity. I must give you. I must. And the boatman said, no. I cannot accept it because here in our community, of boatmen, we have a practice. It's a generally accepted standard. It's like a rule that when we take another boatman on our boat, we cannot charge them. And Lord Ram said, but I'm a Kshatriya. I'm not a boatman. And the boatman said, no, you're a boatman. You're a big boatman. And Lord Ram's, you know, he doesn't know how to deal with this. And the boatman is saying, no, cannot accept, will not accept, not possible, because you're a boatman. This is our standard. And Lord Ram asked, well, what do you mean I'm a boatman? I'm not a boatman. And the boatman said, oh, you're a boatman. You're a big boatman. I just take people across the river in my boat. But you in your boat, you take people across the ocean of material existence to the other side of eternal life. Yes, so you're a boatman. You're a big boatman, and I cannot accept anything from you. And Lord Ram was amused. And the boatman said, I want to make a deal with you that as I have not charged you for riding on my boat across the river, when it comes time for me to cross over that ocean, you don't charge me, but you take me. And Lord Ram said, very well, and he accepted that. So it's a nice little story. Very nice little story. Huh? Prayag. Oh, the Ganga. Oh, I heard it was the Saraya. Okay. It's nice. It's very nice. So, Prabhupada says, he begins the purport by saying, this verse is very instructive, since it indicates the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. And the disciple, of course, is coming from, Prabhupada says, the darkest region of ignorance. I don't know about any of you, but I can confirm that's where I came from. It's just too much. It's far too much. But then somehow, by the combined mercy of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, I met Srila Prabhupada, and even though I didn't really want, I certainly didn't want, I mean, I thought it was nice in many ways, but I certainly didn't want to dedicate my entire life to it and shave my nice long hair and stop wearing my, you know, whatever, cool clothes and being involved in that cool culture, which wasn't so cool, actually. But then Krishna stepped in again, and Krishna put some pressure on. And then I realized, I got to do this. Otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's difficult. When you get entangled in material existence, it's difficult. It's just, without getting that mercy, paragam, without getting that paragam, it's too difficult. It's too difficult. As Prabhupada mentions, and referring to Narottam, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, no one has crossed the ocean of material existence without smearing on all over their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of of at least one great devotee. No one's done it, and no one's going to do it. Even some impersonalist, if some impersonalist somehow or other gets into the Brahma Jyoti, although that's not common at all. But if someone does, then, as Lord Brahma says in the 10th canto, patantyada, patantyada nadrita yujmad angrayaha, they fall down again because they have no regard for your lotus feet, the lotus feet of the Lord. So, yes, but the bona fide spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master is the person who is capable of basically taking the entangled conditioned soul by the hand and taking them across the ocean of material existence to the other side. And that's very special. Here, Devahuti says that in terms of this point of material existence means just extreme ignorance, just overwhelming ignorance. But Krishna conscious existence means becoming cleared, having the darkness of ignorance removed. So Devahuti in these terms is saying that you are my transcendental I. You're my transcendental I. Otherwise, I don't have the eyes. I just don't have the eyes. But you, it's one thing to say that, and we do say, Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. The spiritual master has opened my eyes from the darkness of ignorance. He's opened my eyes. But Devahuti is taking it a step further, that you are my eyes. You've given me eyes. You've given me your eyes. Somehow, by this transcendental process, your eye of knowledge has become my eye of knowledge, Jnana Chakshush. That you are perceiving, understanding things with the clear eye of real transcendental knowledge, and now you have given me exactly the same. You've given me exactly the same. So it's like you've practically taken your eye or eyes from your head and placed them in mine. In a certain sense, effectively, one could say, in a sense, it's something like that. Because the bona fide spiritual master gives whatever he has in terms of knowledge to the bona fide disciple. Whatever he's got, he gives absolutely without reservation and repeatedly. You know, if we read Prabhupada's books, we generally do, like we're going through Bhagavad Gita now in our seminar, and we see how much knowledge Prabhupada is giving. It's just, you know, it's beyond mind-boggling. It's just sort of, you know, you just become, I don't know. Anyway, it's just totally amazing. So much knowledge he's giving, and many points he's repeating, like the foundational points, particularly driving them home deeper and deeper into our hearts, so that the idea is that we develop exactly the same perspective on life as he has. This is the service of the spiritual master. And that is the process for, it's like the foundation of the process for crossing over the ocean of material existence, getting over to the other side, and getting away from this side. Getting away from this side. Our problem is we have a tendency to turn around and go back to the other side. You know, that's the problem. Prabhupada told the story of the wedding party. I'm sure many of you are familiar with that. There was a wedding party. There was a wedding, and some group from the wedding, who had attended the wedding, the wedding party, now they have to return, and they had to cross a river to return by boat. So somehow they got onto the boat, and it was late. It was late. And they thought, yes, we'll get on the boat and we'll sleep. So they did that. They got on the boat and they slept. But when they woke up, they found they were still on the first side where they were coming from. They had not moved across to the other side. And of course, you know, this was disturbing for them. And then they're wondering, what on earth happened? And they saw the boat was still tied to the first side. Oh. So we have that tendency that even though we know, I mean, by now we know a fair amount at least, you know, I mean, particularly someone like me after getting on for 50 years, and so many of you who've been involved for a long time. We know so much. We've been exposed to so much knowledge, and we've been involved and associating and serving for so long. But still, the mind has some tendency to turn around for going back. It's amazing. The attachment of the conditioned soul to this material world, so amazing. In the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, when King Prithu sees the four Kumars arrive at his palace to visit him, and he saw them and he was so inspired knowing who they are and what they are. He leapt off his throne and just ran towards them to greet them. And the Bhagavatam says his enthusiasm for meeting them and greeting them and getting their association, his enthusiasm was so great. It was just like the enthusiasm of the conditioned soul for sense gratification. That says a lot. It says a lot. So anyway, we're so fortunate. We have Prabhupada's association. So fortunate. And we also have the association of other devotees who are followers of Prabhupada and can help us in our relationship with Prabhupada. Not that we overlook them and just sort of become Ritvik or Mayavad and just, you know, it's only Prabhupada and the others don't matter, even though they are helping us. But all the different personalities involved in the process of helping us, and ultimately, particularly Prabhupada, who's the foundation of it all, we have to appreciate. We have to really appreciate, and we have to really appreciate that we are extremely fortunate to have that. Certainly I can say in my case, and maybe yourselves or some of you can say also, that I didn't get the shelter of Srila Prabhupada because I deserved it, because I was very knowledgeable and serious and sincere and, you know, good qualifications. It was simply mercy. Simply mercy. And mercy, of course, indicates lack of deservedness, a lack of being, of deserving. So now we've got it. After many births, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, as Lord Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, after many births and deaths, one is able to actually surrender to Krishna and get the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And this is just so wonderful. And one has to recognize, as Devahuti is, your lordship is my only means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance. Because you are my transcendental eye, by which, by your mercy only, I've attained after many, many births. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ke jai. Haribol.